This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Helka. U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi spoke to lawmakers Sunday about the efforts to remove President Donald Trump from office. The speaker said the House would first vote on a resolution this week, calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. If not, the House will move toward impeachment. The House is set to vote on Monday or Tuesday on a resolution urging the 25th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which allows the vice president and the cabinet to remove the president if he is unable to discharge his official duties. Pelosi added that after that, the House will proceed with bringing impeachment legislation to the floor. The opposition Democrats say President Trump should be held accountable after last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Wednesday's lawlessness came after President Trump spoke at a rally of his supporters, who he encouraged to head to the Capitol in a futile effort to block Congress from certifying the Electoral College in favor of President-elect Joe Biden. Five people died, including a Capitol Hill police officer who was involved in a scuffle with protesters. Two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, have called for President Trump to resign. The president has told advisors he does not plan to do so. The president and the White House have also remained silent on the possible impeachment. The White House says the president is scheduled to visit the U.S. state of Texas on Tuesday to highlight his administration's work on the border wall. Indonesian aviation authorities say they have located the two black boxes from the passenger plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta Saturday. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. That's according to a senior administration official this weekend. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he would not attend the inauguration of his successor on January 20th. Twitter banned President Trump's account on Friday, citing the risk of further incitement of violence. The social platform had been under growing pressure to take further action against President Trump following Wednesday's deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Now the far-right-friendly social media app Parler risks going offline after Amazon decided to boot it off its web hosting service. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more. Nationalist politician Sadir Japarov won a landslide victory on Sunday in Kyrgyzstan's snap presidential election. The election was triggered by the collapse of the previous government. Japarov has won almost 80% of the vote in the Central Asian nation, which is closely allied with Russia. That's according to preliminary results cited by Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission, meaning there will be no runoff. More than 80% of voters have also supported a proposal to reform the constitution to give the president greater powers at parliament's expense, according to the commission. Israel's coronavirus vaccination campaign, the world's fastest growing per capita, shifted to booster shots on Sunday in a bid to protect the most vulnerable citizens by next month and ease curbs on the economy. Pope Francis says the decision to get the COVID-19 vaccine is a matter of ethics. The Pope said in an interview, "You are gambling with your health, with your life, but also with the lives of others." Former governor of the U.S. state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is comparing the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last week to the Nazis. In a video posted to social media on Sunday, he said the mob last week trampled the very principles on which our country was founded. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.